Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Wednesday, 10th February 2021. Top stories for today. The trial of former FELDA chairman Tan Sri Shahrir Abdul Samad, who is charged for failing to declare 1 million ringgit which he received from Dato' Sri Najib Tun Razak to the Inland Revenue Board, IRB, will begin on 1st April at the Sessions Court in Kuala Lumpur. Deputy Public Prosecutor Muhammad Afif Ali, when contacted by Bernama via WhatsApp today, stated the court had set 20 days for the hearing, which will be before Judge Azura Alwi. The Ministry of Domestic Trade and Consumer Affairs will continue to monitor business premises allowed to operate during Movement Control Order, MCO, to ensure compliance with Standard Operating Procedures, SOP, set by the National Security Council. Minister Dato' Sri Alexander Nantalingi hoped the permission given to resume the business activities, especially for dine-in restaurants, would not be abused and that all business premises will fully comply with the SOP and stipulated regulations. A woman and a stepfather were charged in the Magistrates Court in Melaka today for the murder of her 6-year-old son, who was found drowned in a water tank last month. Zuraida Atan and her husband, Muhammad Fazli Abdul Razak, nodded after the charge was read out to them, but no plea was recorded as the case comes under the jurisdiction of the High Court. The government has approved 6,507 applications involving 1.23 billion ringgit under the National Economic Recovery Plan's Small and Medium Enterprise SME Financing Scheme as of January 29. Finance Minister Tengku Dato' Sri Zafrul Tengku Abdul Aziz said the Penjana SME Financing Scheme, which has a 2 billion ringgit allocation, prioritises SMEs that have never received any bank financing previously. South Korea on Wednesday said it would grant its first approval for a coronavirus vaccine to AstraZeneca and will allow use in people 65 years or older, despite advisory panels warning of a lack of data on its efficacy for the elderly. Vice Health Minister Kim Gang-lip told a news conference regulators will grant AstraZeneca vaccine emergency authorization under the condition the company must submit its full clinical trial results. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.